The United Nations warns serious acts of banditry in Eastern Chad over the last 2 weeks is jeopardizing humanitarian operations in the region. Two serious security incidents have cast doubt over the viability of these operations. In one case, an international staff member of the International Committee of the Red Cross was kidnapped. And in the other case, a national staff member working for the non-governmental organization Solidarité was killed. These acts occurred in Ade and Kawa areas located near the border with Sudan. UN humanitarian spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers says these increasingly dangerous incidents of banditry appear to be a new trend. The latest attacks, she says, has prompted five private agencies and the International Committee of the Red Cross to temporarily suspend their activities in the East.
The number of security incidents has doubled since 2008. It's true, but this trend must be tackled, I think. The government, both government and UN agency and MINURCA, are taking all the measures now. Now the humanitarian community has contingency plans in order to ensure the continuity of assistance in vital sectors, even if more NGOs withdraw. So far, it's a temporary withdrawal. It's not suspension of operations. It's temporary.
Beer says about 37,000 people will be affected by these temporary suspensions. The aid agencies provide food, water, and sanitation, protection, and health. Beer says the agencies plan to resume their operations as soon as security permits. In light of the escalation of incidents of banditry, she says security strategies have to be rethought and tightened. UN refugee spokesman Andre Mahecic says the United Nations is very strict about applying its security measures.
UNHCR, as other UN agencies, we are obliged to travel with an armed escort. And that escort is either provided by the government or by the UN troops. For the NGO community, there are no obligations, and they are encouraged to take the armed escort when traveling in the region. But there is nothing obliging them to do so.
About 70 humanitarian organizations work in eastern Chad. They provide vital assistance to more than 250,000 Sudanese refugees who have fled the conflict in Darfur. They also assist nearly 170,000 internally displaced people and around 700,000 people in host villages affected by the crisis. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.